Shana Tova, everyone. This is Rabbi Jason Bonder, and it's an absolute honor to be in your earphones this morning. If you have a good athletic pair of shoes on, your laces are double knotted, if you are in a safe area where you know you are aware of your surroundings, then I'm going to invite you to get started this morning on a walk or a run. Just put one foot in front of the other at a very easy pace right now. Don't worry, we'll have a chance to ramp things up as we go. This morning is an opportunity for you to exercise. To exercise your mind, your body, and your soul. I'm going to be coaching you through this morning, but I want to emphasize that everything I say is an invitation, not a mandate. You need to first and foremost do what is best for your body. Make sure that this walk is not something that is too difficult or too strenuous, that it is something that is just right for you to prepare for the high holidays. For those of you who are experienced runners, I'll also give you an opportunity to really get ready in a pace and a way that is right for you. You are listening to Idan Reichel right now, one of Israel's greatest musicians. He is singing the song Mima Amakim, From the Depths. I want to ask you this morning not only to look around at the beauty that surrounds you, but also to look inside, look into the depths of your soul. What's driving you this morning? I might be giving you invitations of what to do and how to run and how to walk, but I'm not the one that's making you do it. There's something inside you that is driving you forward. There's something deep down in the depths that is propelling you to where you want to be. Yes, I'm talking about the walk. Yes, I'm talking about the run, but I'm also talking about our lives. May this year, 5781, be one of blessing. We've come a long way. We've got a long way to go. But each and every one of us will be driven from the depths to get to where we need to be. I want to give you just a few moments to listen to Idan Reichel, and then we're going to get started. I'll tell you all about what our workout entails today. Over the next few seconds, please go ahead and enjoy this beautiful music by Idan Reichel. כעפר לרגלייך יחיה, מי אוהבך עוד מכל אוהבייך, מי מכל רוח רעה יצילך, מי מעמקים. There is that word, מי מעמקים, from the depth. So here's what's going to be happening today. We are in what is, I'm going to call a pre-warm-up right now. After this beautiful song, we will get into a starter set, kind of a way to bridge in between a nice, relaxing walk or jog into something a little bit more challenging for us. I want to highlight how I'm going to be coaching you today. It is by a system called Rate of Perceived Exertion, RPE. The scale goes from 1 to 10. 1 is pretty much hanging out on the couch. 10 is gasping for air in a sprint. I'm going to keep us this morning between a 1 and a 6. Nothing too crazy. Of course, it's an invitation. If you want to go faster and push yourself harder, you go for it. What we're going to do today is break up into 3 efforts. 1 4-minute, 1 5-minute, and then 1 4-minute again. And in between those efforts, there will be 3 minutes approximately of rest. We'll be running by song, and each song I've selected personally to make this pre-high holiday experience one that energizes you, one that gets you to think. I am so grateful for my workouts because I believe they complement my spiritual life, and my spiritual life, my Judaism, complements me as an athlete. I hope you will find the same as we go on this run together. We have just a few more minutes of Idan Reichel's Mima Amakim. Once again, what is your purpose? What is your Kavanah? And go find that. Go find it in the depths of your soul so that it will drive you throughout this workout. I'm so excited to go on this run with you, this walk with you, or maybe you're on the couch listening to me. Hey, that works too. Please, whatever you need to make this the best workout you can have so that we can go into a brand new year together. God renews the works of creation every single day. It's a brand new day, everyone. Take a look around. It's a brand new year. Let's get started in a healthy and energizing way. You will hear that Idan Reichel is closing out. We are going to hear a little bit of Omer Adam, Mode Ani, or Moda Ani. I am grateful. Let's listen to a little bit. I want you to pick this up. If you were at a 1 in your rate of perceived exertion, maybe you bring it up to a 2 or a 3. For those of you jogging, pick up the pace just a little bit. Let's listen to Omer Adam. את נשמתי מודה אני על בגד שנחת על גופי שלא יהיה לי כה אתה שומר עליי מודה אני כל בוקר על האור על עצם אותי I am grateful every morning. I try my best to practice that gratitude. You have to work it like a muscle. What are you grateful for this morning? Just being outside or on a treadmill, wherever you are, just reaching this moment, this brand new year, it's worth it. It is worthy of gratitude. I know that I am grateful to be alongside you in this run. Keep going. We're working hard, not too hard yet, but pick up that pace a little bit. Let these words, let the gratitude drive you forward. Hang in there as we are just about reaching the halfway point of this, what I'm calling starter set. 3 minutes and 40 seconds of gratitude. Keep it going. Keep enjoying. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Hey, is it raining out? Is it a beautiful sunny day? You know, no matter what it is the works of creation. The weather is the weather, and we can enjoy it no matter what. Some days might be more difficult than others. No days can stop us from achieving our goals. Physical, emotional, spiritual. Working on our relationships, working on who we are. We can be grateful for it all. We can push forward through it all and make this a year of beauty, a year of joy. If you want, you can start to scale it back just a little bit. If you were running at a 3 or if you were walking at a 1 or a 2 and you want to scale back just a little bit, now would be the time to do it as we finish up these moments of gratitude. And we will be going into our first effort. The first effort is a 4-minute effort. It's a 4-minute song, okay? So if you want, you can really let it go and get after it. Maybe a nice fast-paced walk. Maybe you're going to be the one to go and hit a 5 on your RPE. A 5 would still be a conversational pace. You should be able to hold your voice and hold your conversation with a friend. But we are going to be moving forward and trying our best to give a real solid effort to feel good about, okay? We're going to stay up tall. We're going to be landing for our runners on the middle section of our feet, for our walkers, heel to toe, and stay up tall. Be proud. Be proud of who you are and let that show in your posture. All right, everyone. We're going to get started in just a moment. Mahapecha shel simcha. A revolution of joy. This is a year to celebrate. So let's pick it up. Here we go, everyone. Let's get a little bit faster. We're going to really lean into this and give a good 4-minute effort.
שמעתי שהתחלתם בלעדיי
What were the happy moments of this year? What is there to celebrate? I know it's been a year that has been challenging and difficult, but where is the happiness? Where is the simcha? Let's do it. Let you know, right now as I'm recording this, I'm sitting in front of a computer, but I'm bopping up and down. I'm having fun with this. This song gets me energized, and as you're running, my hope is, hey, if it is Rosh Hashanah morning, I'm going to be running right there with you. I'm out there somewhere on the road. I haven't picked my route yet, but I'm going to be out there. I'm imagining the happiness of the future. I'm imagining the feel-good endorphins of that run. We're about halfway through your four-minute effort. Hang in there. If you need to scale it back, go for it. But hey, try and push through. This is your first of three major efforts today, okay? We're doing great. You are hanging in there, and you are awesome. Let's do this, okay? If you are walking, try your best to keep this pace wherever you're at. Try and maintain it for the next 2 minutes or so, okay? That's going to allow us to get a really solid start to this workout. Okay, hang with me. Let's go. Keep it up. Mahafecha shel simcha. Hey, by the way, you might even have a smile on your face right now. That's not the end of the world. I want to offer another kavanah, another intention. Not only were you happy this year, I'm sure, I hope for you, but who else have you made happy this year? Who can you make happy in the year to come? Who can you be there for in difficult moments and in moments of joy? Who can you support? This is how you do it. Take care of yourself first. Then you'll be able to spread that love, spread that help, spread that energy. We're getting close to that last minute here, all right? Hang in there. We're doing great. We're almost done with our first set, with our first effort, and then we will absolutely be able to relax, scale back, and have a nice easy jog or cool-down walk, okay? Hang in there with me. You're doing great. Enjoy it. Enjoy the simcha. Let's listen to Omer Adam. Here we go. Now almost there. Let's go, let's finish up strong. And when this song ends, we're gonna scale it back. All right, great job. Really fantastic work, everyone. We are listening to Agam Bochbot. Nothing really too meaningful or deep about this song, but it's fun. This is a celebration of having just finished your first effort. We've got 3 minutes and 18 seconds to take it easy. If you need to walk, go for a walk. If you need to slow it down, take a sip of water, you can do that too. Agam Bochbot, we're thinking about the beach in Tel Aviv. יצאת החוצה, אולי תעבור איזה רוח תעשה אותי פרש או תנוח מתקדמת לים, קפיצה למים תציל אותי בטוח. By the way, everyone, guess what? We are about halfway through this run, okay? So please make sure that you turn around if you're on an out-and-back run. Great job, everyone. Enjoy this. Enjoy this recovery. All right, your job is to just be you right now. Think about all the ways that you are going to celebrate this year, this brand new year. I know a lot of us are carrying difficulty. Nothing like a good song, nothing like a good workout to let that fall behind. We're getting to about halfway through this very special cool down, so if you can, try and enjoy it, because we're going to pick it up for our biggest effort, effort number two, 5 minutes long. That's coming up in about a minute and a half, so you got time still. Take those deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Stay nice and tall. Let your body recover and take in what it needs. Take that water if you need it. By the way, it is important to mention that if you can't tell already, this entire project is very much inspired by Peloton and their outdoor app. It has been something that has driven me through the past couple of months in my workouts, and so I want to give a shout out to the Peloton company and all that they do to keep us healthy, even rabbis in Maple Glen, PA. So thank you to Peloton for the inspiration to do this. And that's not a plug of any kind, but more just my moment of expressing gratitude. All right, everyone, you might want to start about thinking about picking up that pace a bit, okay? We're going to go back to that level four of a rate of perceived exertion, okay? Something that is a conversational pace, but fast. It's pushing on a place where you might not be able to hold this for more than 40 minutes or so, okay? And also, depending on who you are, if you need to just walk and just be out there in nature and take this all in, go for it. That's what this is designed to do. This is an invitation for your workout. It is definitely not something that is mandatory. But if you're ready for it, that's it. Our song has changed. It's a 5-minute, 11-second song. Ki anu amecha Be'ata Eloheinu. We are your people, and you are our God. This is a classic of the High Holidays. A little bit more upbeat than you might hear in a sanctuary somewhere, though. A little bit of techno for you. Let's get going. Get on that run. Make sure that you're safe and in a good spot to be pushing, and let's go for it, okay? Here we go. The other. Let's keep breathing. Remember, deep breaths in, deep breaths out. Especially if you're running, make sure you're up tall. Chest is out. You are nice and proud. Shoulders back. Shoulders are down away from your ears. You're striking midfoot, okay? Not on your heels, not on your tippy toes, right there in the middle, okay? And keep it up. You're doing great. I'm proud of you. Hey, so here we are, and we're hearing these words, Ki anu amecha. Okay, let's leave the theology out of it for a minute. We are your people. Who are your people? Your family, your friends. Hey, and how about the community of athletes out there in the world? I am one of you. You are one of us. We are in this together. I know there's more than one of you listening to this right now, running on Rosh Hashanah morning, perhaps even days before Rosh Hashanah. Hey, we are in this together. Ki anu amecha. We are your people. Whoever you're connected to, the athletes of the world, the people, the creatives of the world, whoever you are connected to, you are part of something bigger than yourself. There will be Jewish people and our family and friends in synagogues all over the world going in to start a new year. Oh, and whether that's virtually or in person is still left to be determined. But God willing, one day, once again, we will be back in it together physically. We're in this together physically right now. We are pushing ourselves. You are at a 5 on the RPE scale. Maybe some of you have ramped it up a bit. Maybe some of you are just walking. Keep moving forward. We are through. We are halfway through and beyond of this major block. Okay? Keep pushing. Keep going. You've got this. Enjoy the music. Let the music drive you. Ki anu amecha. We are part of the people who are preparing for a new year. Ah, Let that beat move you. Let it move you. Keep going forward, okay? One foot in front of the other. The problem is going to be you're going to hear this in the liturgy, and you're not going to be able to get this beat out of your head. That might be an issue. I apologize if that happens. Forgot to mention, this is Chaim Yisrael who wrote this, or well, at least composed it, right? The writers were long, long ago. A little klezmer in there for you, all right? We're mixing our identities, we're mixing who we are. It's the athletics, it's the techno, and a little bit of klezmer for those of us who are Ashkenazi Jews. Hey, you are towards the end of your major effort right here, okay? You're doing a fantastic job. Hang with us for this last little bit, okay? It's 5 minutes of your life. It is 5 minutes of the year. Make yourself better in each moment of it. Make yourself go a little bit faster. Maybe you put a little bit extra juice in here. If you're walking at a leisurely pace, maybe for the next minute, go a little bit quicker, all right? You're doing great. Keep it up. Let's go. Push, push, push through the end of this song, and you have gone through two of your three major efforts for today. Outstanding. Keep it going. Keep it up. I know you can do it. I know we can do it. Outstanding work, everyone. I am so impressed. Really, really great job. Hey, all you've got to do right now is take it easy. Bring that running down from a 5 or 6 to a 2 or 3. Nice, light jog if you can. If you need to walk, go for it. If you need to take a sip of water, whatever you need, this is your time to relax and recover. This is one of my favorite songs, Al Kvish HaChof, on the road that is by the sea, or by the, by the beach, basically. And what we've got here is Ben El Tabori and Static, two of my favorite and frankly my kids' favorite Israeli artists. And this is meant to just relax. Be in the moment and take in the surroundings. You'll hear a lot of Israeli cities mentioned in this song. It's a really special one. And I want to ask you, what's your favorite city? What's your favorite place? Maybe you're running in it right now. Maybe this is where you need to be. If not, you can always transport yourself there in your mind, okay? So, hey, listen. Take this time for yourself. Deep breaths in, deep breaths out. We have one last major effort coming up. It's going to be another 4-minute effort. And I'm hoping this is a moment that is going to energize you, that we can do this together, okay? And enjoy these words, this tune, this beat from Ben El Tabori and Static. Here they are, all those Israeli cities. Were you at the shore this summer? Were you down the shore, as they say in these parts? If you were, bring back those memories. What'd you do this summer? Let that inspire you. Hopefully it was time with family, with friends, seeing the waves, seeing the works of creation. That's what this holiday is all about. It is the birthday of the world, and it is our job to appreciate it, to love it, and to be absolutely thrilled that each and every day we have the chance to take a deep breath in, deep breath out, and be our very best selves. All right, everyone, I'll let you enjoy the rest of this song. Start getting ready for your last push. Maybe you want to creep up to a 6 on the RPE scale, where it's tough to get some words out in a conversation. Maybe you want to keep steady at this pace, or push a little bit more in your walk. Whatever you need, whatever feels best for your body, go for it.
Stand boy.
All right, everyone. Let's pick it up a little bit, okay? Get those feet moving underneath you. Remember, don't sacrifice form for speed. Up tall, shoulders down and away from your ears, shoulders back, chin in a little bit, looking straight ahead, not down at the floor, not up at the sky. Make sure you're looking straight ahead, okay? Arms are swinging, and that will allow you, hopefully, to maintain this pace. Pick that pace, maybe it's a 5, maybe it's a 6. Okay, and go ahead, go for it. We are going to enjoy this music from Eyal Golan, who is singing the song Yisrael. Yisrael, to struggle, to wrestle with God. Yisrael, a land. Yisrael, a people. What does Yisrael mean to you? You're part of it right now. Yisrael, a group of people getting ready to celebrate. Celebrate a brand new year that we've been counting now for thousands of years. A calendar that has kept us going. A calendar that has kept us moving forward in meaningful and beautiful times. In tough times too. Right now, your job is to move forward on that calendar in this time. Get after it. Go get that work done. This is your third effort. After this, all we've got is a cool down, okay? You're almost ready. You're almost ready to be with all of us together, with the people of Israel, to celebrate the holidays, to celebrate the new year. I said it before, I'll say it again. Ha-mechadesh betuvo bechol yom tamid ma'aseh v'reshit. God renews daily the works of creation. This world was created for you. Make the most of it. Let's do this together. Keep that pace up. Comfortable, but challenging. That's where you want to be right now. We're halfway through this effort. Let's get going. You got this. Aharai, after me, come with me. Imagine someone leading you. Imagine someone saying, hey, we don't have much time left. We don't have much time left. Make the most of it. This is your third and final effort. Let's go. Pick up the pace. You might even add a little bit of speed. Because after this, it's going to feel great to give yourself that cool down and get ready for the day ahead. Hang in there, and Eyal Golan is going to take us to the finish, okay? You're getting there. Keep up the good work. Arms swinging, up tall. Make sure you're hitting and striking midfoot, okay? Let's go. You're almost there. Push it. Great job. Take that deep breath and please try and relax a little bit. This is our very final song. Great job today. Great work. Make sure you take care of yourself. Get hydrated. Get a stretch in. Make sure that you are exactly where you need to be. Emotionally, spiritually, physically. This has been such a pleasure being with you. I'm imagining finishing up this run with you. I'm so excited to do it. Please hang in there. Enjoy this brand new year. And I am wishing you many blessings. Blessings of joy. Blessings of peace. Shana Tova. And let's let Nava Tehila carry us out with Ose Shalom.
Shalom.